Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin our study in Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4, titled Pray and Speak. I believe a lot of folks would be surprised to realize that the Apostle Paul was a fallible human being just like us, and that in our text and in other references we will show by way of comparison, Paul admitted his need of the prayers of the saints so that he would speak boldly. As you listen, you may want to send us questions, comments, or prayer requests, and those can be sent to our email address, bbfohio@protonmail.com, or you can send those along with any check or money order contributions addressed to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button on the right-hand side of the screen, or by using the drop-down menu on our mobile site at that same address, bbfohio.com. And you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to our Bible studies and our congregational singing with an occasional special song, all at bbfohioradio.com. Anywhere on planet Earth with an internet connection, 24 hours a day can listen to our radio station, bbfohioradio.com. And now we begin our study in Colossians chapter 4, covering verses 2 through 4, titled Pray and Speak. This is part 1 of 2. So, let's go ahead and open the word of prayer and get into the book. Father, we thank you for this book, because if it wasn't for the book, we'd be completely confused and in chaos. But there's no reason for that. And anybody we've been discussing in the last few minutes, if they just believe your book, it would straighten all that stuff out. But a lot of them take one or two verses and ignore the rest of the book and take those verses out of context. And that's a willful ignorance. It's something that, sadly, they're going to answer to you about. And Father, we just pray that we'll be good students of the Word of God, rightly dividing the Word of Truth. And that we would get used to the fact of the day and age we live is an age of apostasy, as it was in the days of Lot. We're going to have to get used to not being liked by a lot of people. They hate us because they hate you, and they hate you because they love their sin. And so we just ask, Lord, you give us the guts, give us the courage to take the stand we ought to take in these last days. Come quickly, we pray. Amen. In the meantime, help us as we study in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Pray and speak. Colossians 4, 2-4 is what we're going to cover. Go ahead and read with me, beginning of verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same... Wait, is everybody there? Oh. Yeah, we're done with Psalms. Colossians chapter 4. I'll give you a second to get there as I drink my wonderful coffee that my wonderful wife made. Are you there? All right, this being in verse 2 through 4. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Amen. Whether you are a wife, a husband, child, father, servant, or master, you ought to continue in prayer. That's what we've just been studying, the previous studies. And it's a continuing letter. We're going verse by verse, the way God intended us to study the Bible. And we just came off our study. If you didn't see those, they're online. And he's taking now all of the things he said to all these people above, and now he's saying to all of us, we should continue in prayer. And if you stop praying, then you've stopped, period. Amen. Amen. Just get that. Oh me, there's times where I've had to stop and realize I need to pray. Because you can spin your wheels and you can do, and
be busy as a beaver or busy as a bee or whatever, however you say it. And if you're not in prayer and seeking God's guidance, seeking His grace, seeking His strength, seeking His wisdom, seeking His open door, asking Him to open the doors and close the doors and so forth, you can get in a whole lot of trouble. And that's what a lot of people have done. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible about prayer. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. I was in a meeting one time, there was about 150 men, and the preacher read that verse and said, I'd just like all the men to lift your hands and pray. And he stood there and waited a second, and he said, okay, you can put your hands down now. He said, less than half of you raised your hands. Now why is that? Isn't that something? I'm just saying, it says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Pray like this. You know what's sad? The charismatics, or what we could call charismaniacs, have ruined any physical displays in prayer for most Christians. You see, the Bible says you shouldn't do things to be noticed. But at the same time, the Bible says, lift up holy hands. But see, we've been kind of shell-shocked. Because what's happened, this happened in churches over the years, where somebody will show up and they'll start raising their hands, and then maybe two or three others will start doing that, and maybe raise their hand when they love something the preacher says or a song or whatever. And the next thing you know, those people were trying to bring in the tongues and trying to get everybody into emotionalism. But see, that doesn't mean everybody who lifts their hands is going to do that. But because it happens so much, Baptists are some of the worst about this, John. We talked about Baptists this morning in open Bible study. But you go to Baptist churches, there are some of them where if you lift your hand or do anything like that, the usher will come up and get you and pull you out. I'm not kidding you. Huh?
Or they'll pull your hand.
Or pull it now, yeah. Yeah. Oh, the Bible, you just do what the Bible says. Well, the problem is, you know, that people have been kind of shell-shocked by this stuff. I love this. Healing services canceled. Pastor is out sick. But that's another thing. We're to pray for one another when you're sick. But because of the charismatic thing, everybody real shy about that. And, someone may say, you know, I'd like for the elders of the church to pray over them. We've done that a couple of times, but not very often because people get weirded out by it. They shouldn't, but the charismatics, man, they've just been ruining it. And, you know, they get you up there, and this happened to me personally. They get you up there and pray and lay hands on you. And the next thing you know, they start shaking you and trying to get you to make noise so you can say you got the tongues. Yeah, that's happened to too many people. And then they're like, yeah, just pray. Keep a distance. Be like, what's that, reiki, where they don't touch you? That's how some people now lay on hands. They don't touch anybody. They just get kind of close to you. And yeah, that's because of that stuff. Regardless, prayer is a fascinating subject. I just love this in Revelation 5:8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Don't ask me to explain that. When we were studying, and I said, you know, what's that mean? What it says. Want me to explain that to you? I could better explain electricity. And I don't know a thing about it. Charlie knows about, if someone asked me about electricity, I said, talk to Charlie. Someone asked me about this, you're going to have to wait till you get up there. That's just, how is having golden vials full of odors, which we think is kind of like incense types, you know, which are the prayers of saints. You know what you're robbing yourself of? And oh me, you know what you're robbing yourself of when you don't pray? Of being, having the opportunity of having your odors before the Lord. Now, these are good odors, by the way. We're not talking about B.O. That's We're talking incense smells good. I can't be around incense because of the smoke, but I love the smell. And used to work with a couple of people who would who used incense in their home, and they'd come to work, and I'd smell it. Now I can't do that because of Joe Biden, but but I'd stand next to him and just kind of enjoy it. I wouldn't let him know I was doing that, but I don't think Joe Biden knew that cameras are on him when he was doing that. But anyway, it's not the same thing, but. Have you ever meditated on that? Your prayers go up before the Lord as odors, good smell in front of the Lord. That's an amazing thing. This is a picture we showed. You take that. Isn't that a wonderful picture? Isn't that awesome? That ain't nothing compared to what we're going to be like when we get there. I love pictures like that because I know it's way more amazing than that. But it's still, I like that. And look at the odors. The fire. Love that. It also says to watch. Look at verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch. Now, the Bible believer is to be a watchman. You say, anybody can say, oh, I'm a Bible believing Christian. King James. Well, then talk to them. And when they're clueless, you know they're not really watching. And so that's why we have our current events updates. I've told people, if I went through all the things that are related to the Christian life and Bible prophecy and end times type thing, that's all I would do every week. I'm called to preach the Word, so I can't do that. But what I can do is give you a little current events update and hopefully whet your appetite so that you'll realize there's a great big world out there confirming the Word of God. Yeah, you know, don't keep the news on all the time like some people do and get into great deep depressions and all that. But turn on enough, and you got to be careful because most of that's, you know, I don't recommend most of the TV news or anything. But you can just look at the headlines and then do a little background and all that and find out what's going on in the world. Like in Nigeria, where all the Christians are being killed and our news media seems to just yawn, you know, like that's nothing. But as a Christian, you see that. And let's look at Matthew 24. Go over to Matthew 24, verse 42. Matthew 24 and 42. This is Jesus giving you commandment. You ready? Read it with me. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Now, people say, well, that's talking about the second coming. That's at the end of... It's true about the rapture. You don't know when the rapture is going to happen. So what do? You should be watching. And as you watch and you see the stage being set for the second coming, then you know the first coming is near. Amen? Amen. They're kind of ruining it. I've talked about this before, but they're kind of ruining it. But when I was a kid, you know, man, when I would see Halloween decorations going up, I'd get excited. I never did care for Halloween, but I knew Christmas was right behind that. And you see things about Thanksgiving. Ooh, yeah. Love that. Yeah. If Charlie, you know, he had a double blessing. He'd see Thanksgiving coming. He knew it was not only Christmas, but birthday. Ooh. December birthdays. See? Well, that's the way it is. We aren't going to be here for all that stuff that Revelation 6 through 19, but when we see the stage being set for it and we know we exit beforehand, get excited. Look at 25:13. Chapter 25, verse 13. Read that with me. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Watch. Watch. Do you believe the Bible? Four of you? Do you believe the Bible?
Yes.
Amen. I wouldn't pick on you, but I know every one of you can't hardly stop flapping your jaw, so I know you can talk. So when I say, you know, say amen, and three of you say, you know, the rest of you in rebellion. Look at Luke 21. Matthew, Mark, Luke 21. 36. Luke chapter 21, verse 36. A little different. Starts with the same word. Verse 36, read it with me. Watch thee, therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And that's interesting. What? And the first word is what?
Watch.
One more, I think. There we go. 1 Thessalonians 5. You know, some of these hypers. That was bad before the crucifixion or that. All right, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 4 through 6. And this is New Testament epistle, Paul. 1 Thessalonians 5, beginning of verse 4 says, "But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief." Read verses 5 and 6 with me. "Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." So there you go. That's what a Bible-believing Christian does right there. Watch and be sober. That's why we're opposed to pot smoking, drunkenness, and other various forms of recreational drug use. And you also got to be careful with the drugs they put you on for legitimate means in the pharmaceutical industry as well. Because you want to be sober-minded. You don't want to get messed up. Satan will use that. Hey, you don't have to purposely go out and get on drugs. There's, you know, I don't think Jim Gunnall did it on purpose, for example. You know, it'll happen. I think Jim's a decent guy. But it'll happen if you're not careful. Satan will find a way, won't he? So we're told to watch, and it says this, "in the same with thanksgiving." Now, that doesn't seem to connect directly, but it does. Now, I'm going to tell you this just as a matter of fact. 30 years in the ministry, and I'm here to tell you, when I see somebody who is thankless, somebody who's ungrateful, someone who doesn't appreciate things, doesn't appreciate what God's done for them, doesn't appreciate what their family has done for them, friends have done for them, that sort of thing. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. Here's a little reality check. Being thankful is a key to survival as you watch. And the thankless become the shipwrecked. People who are unthankful, ungrateful, they end up shipwrecked. Just happens. So you better watch. I mean, obviously, that's going to cause you to be shipwrecked if you're not watching, right? It's kind of like distracted driving. Texting and driving is causing as many accidents or more than the dope and the drunkenness and all that. Why? They're not watching. And you know, those people are usually the ones that just won't listen. They've been told not to text and drive. And they just think that, you know, everybody, including God, owes them. You ever notice that connection? Keep an eye out for it and you'll see it more. Paul demonstrated his thankfulness by serving God and serving as our example. That's why that Paul laid down his life. He wrote Romans 12, 1 and 2 because he lived it, presenting his body as a living sacrifice. And he did it not just for Paul. He did it for God and for us. If you're thankful for what Jesus Christ has done for you, then you ought to follow Paul's example and lay down your life, your flesh, your body, lay it down as a living sacrifice for God and for others. Loving the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. Paul said this. People, you know, some people told me this wasn't in the Bible and I had to show it to them. Paul said, "Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me." I hear people say, "I don't follow Paul, I follow Jesus." You can't do that. It's impossible. If you're following Jesus, Jesus said that he would send the Holy Spirit who would lead you into all truth. That came from after the giving of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. You may not realize, hopefully you do, but the entire New Testament came after that.
Amen.
So the Holy Ghost came and led us into all truth. It's called the New Testament. And that includes this. So don't follow Jesus and reject that, because Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, you follow Him. You follow what He tells you. He's going to lead you into all truth. And the Holy Spirit led Paul to write, "Wherefore, I beseech you, be ye followers of me." If you're not following Paul, you're not following Jesus. Do you know that? Amen. He said it twice. 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Now, if Paul had gone off the deep end, if Paul had, you know, done like a lot of the preachers have done today, and quit the ministry and gone into, you know, become a country singer or whatever they do, then don't follow Paul. But see, Paul didn't do that. Paul fought the good fight. He was faithful unto death. And we should follow his example. Amen? Paul and all pastors, you know, legits, struggle to deal with the thankless who do not appreciate what others do for them. Most of the people that have been in any way a source where of trouble, where I've had to counsel or take them aside, or they've come to me even, most of the time you get to the bottom line is they're just not thankful. They just really don't let it sink in that they should be writhing in pain and flames and hell right now. If you just put yourself there for a second, it will make you really thankful for where you are right now. Picture, look in the mirror, and picture yourself writhing in pain, wailing, gnashing of teeth, burning in flames. And then thank the Lord that that's not where you're at. He's the only reason you're not there. You deserve it. It'll make you thankful. Look at Philippians chapter 3, because he actually said it a third time. I was just saving it up. Philippians chapter 3, beginning verse 17. You know what's happened over the years many, many times. I'm up here teaching, or I've been in other churches teaching and preaching. I've been pastor a few other places. And you have these people out there just bored to death. You know, whatever. About time for you to get down. Okay. It ain't 2 or 3 weeks later, a lot of times, they come up to me and ask me a question that I taught them 2 or 3 weeks before. You know, some of you, I don't know who, I don't know anything about it. I just know what I've seen. Some of you, in a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, you might be faced with some of this stuff. And if you're not listening today, or you didn't listen last week, or the week before, or the week before that, or the week before that, see? That's why you realize, and I'm not asking for anybody to answer this, but when you miss a Bible study, you're one of the few Christians to ever exist in a time where if you miss a Bible study here, you miss Sunday school, you miss Sunday morning, you miss Wednesday evening, it's served up to you hot on a plate in the comfort of your own home if you'll just turn off the stinking TV or the video games or whatever and turn on that little computer and watch that lesson, that study that you missed. God is serving it up to this generation like never before. And how many people are just thankless? Oh, well. I missed that. Oh, well. I was just telling Jenny, this is going back in the day of cassettes. And I'd go to the preacher and ask, you know, I remember I started attending a church and walked up to the pastor and said, you know, I'd really like to hear some of the things I've missed since I just moved in the area. I really enjoy your teaching. And he said, oh, okay. We've got them recorded. And I said, yeah, just let me know. I'll pay for them. He said, oh, no, you know, you don't have to pay me for them. First week after that, I came back and gave me this, looked like a, today it would look like a Bible, about the size of my Bible. Open that up, full of cassettes. Going verse by verse through the book of 1 John. He thought that'd last me a while. I came back next week. That was awesome. Got any more? Did you sleep? Oh yeah, I listened to these because I had a 45-minute drive, so I'd listen to one on the way up and listen to another on the way back. And he said, "Oh well, give me another week and I'll get you." You know, this time he came with like two or three of them, and it, you know, and I was walking out of there with all this cassettes, you know. And I was just telling Jenny, I said, "I can't imagine back then, just wouldn't be able to." Just blew my mind if I could just turn on a computer. Type in and then just sit there and listen. You wouldn't have to ask anybody. No cost. Isn't it something? You go on YouTube, a video of a cat picking its own nose gets 3 or 4 million views. Look at the guys who preach the Bible. How few views. This generation is going to answer for having it at their fingertips and being dumb as rocks when it comes to the Bible. They have, it's like spoon-fed. Open your mouth. Let the plane come in for the landing. That's how God's feeding Christians today. And they're going, That's what a modern Christian, you're all the exception, of course. But a modern Christian, that's what they look like. Be a good little boy and open your mouth. I'm spoon feeding you. Look at verses 17 through 21 here in Philippians 3. Read verse 17 with me. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample. Now, ensample meaning they're an example, same idea. But look at that. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have... Watch for people. Identify them. Be careful who you follow. Amen. Be careful. Verse 18, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping. I tell these people all the time, I'm not happy when I stand up here and tell you the crazy stuff.
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.